I'm Dan Klefstad. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in Illinois surpassed 250,000 Monday. The State Department of Public Health is reporting 1,381 new cases of COVID-19 and 8 more deaths. That brings the statewide death toll to 8,179 since the start of the pandemic. Meanwhile, the State Health Department is releasing the weekly number of new cases among people under 20 in each county. The metric is one of four the department publishes to assist local schools and health officials in making decisions about in-person learning. Dr. Vidya Sundareshan is an infectious disease specialist. She says the numbers give a good picture of the spread of COVID-19.
So reporting the youth cases separately is definitely a good indication of what's really happening in the community and in terms of community transmission. That's more relatable to what's happening in the schools.
IDPH also provides guidelines for how to interpret the data. It recommends that significant changes in the data should spur a discussion between schools and public health leaders. For example, a rise in positivity rate above 5% should prompt leaders to move all classes online. In other news, the Labor Day parade in Rockford was canceled this year due to the pandemic, but some local organizers came up with another way to support workers. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco has more.
In Midtown Rockford, the Northern Illinois chapter of the Democratic Socialists of America organized a special Labor Day rally. They're calling for support of the post office and postal workers. Michelle Gerritsen is a member of the DSA. She says the post office is an essential institution that isn't going anywhere on her watch.
We just have been rallying behind the post office to make sure that people are aware that we're not just going to let it get privatized without a fight, and that we don't believe in privatization of this public service.
Gerritsen says we can thank organized labor for the safe working conditions we have today and the 40-hour work week. She says there's no better day to support the post office than Labor Day. I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco.
Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul joined 17 other attorneys general in challenging the federal government's attempt to change the Endangered Species Act. The proposed change would add a new, narrower definition of the term habitat. Raoul's office says this would limit government agencies from designating and protecting habitat critical for endangered species. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. Illinois State Police are looking for a man in connection with the shooting death of an Olney man on Sunday. Olney police responded to the intersection of North Walnut and East Laurel Street on Sunday, where they found 19-year-old Kyle Johnson of Olney with multiple gunshot wounds. He was rushed to the hospital, where he later died. After an investigation, police issued a warrant for 18-year-old Rick Metter. He's described as a white man with hazel eyes and brown hair. Metter is 5'11 and weighs 155 pounds. He may be with a juvenile girl. An autopsy is scheduled for Tuesday morning. Anyone with information into Johnson's death or Metter's whereabouts is asked to call the Illinois State Police. Nationwide, there's an uptick in people reporting symptoms of depression since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. And in rural Ford County, more people are reaching out for help, says Laura Lynn Kropek, who leads the Community Resource Counseling Center in Paxton, a town in east central Illinois. Kropek says the center is providing more teletherapy via phone and online, which means they can reach more people.
The phone and video access in many cases has been very helpful, and I'm seeing that it's something that we're really going to want to carry forward as a way to make access a lot easier for people.
Kropek says there can be a high degree of stigma in rural areas for seeking out mental health and addiction services. She wants people to know that depression and anxiety are very common and help is available. Locally, COVID-19 cases over the weekend saw an uptick. Our region saw another 67 new cases yesterday. Details at WSIUnews.org. I'm Leah Lerner.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from PBS with The Vote. American Experience tells the story of women's suffrage.